Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are ya? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and Isaac Bruce, he's busy today. Let me tell you why. You know, I hate when I have to do this show without my brother, but I also understand. He has some things to do, some Hall of Fame things to do. So the reason we don't have Isaac Bruce this week is because the Hall of Fame has him tied up doing some things, some Hall of Fame type things. And for people who do not know, my brother Isaac Bruce was voted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame last year. But since they couldn't have the induction ceremony because of COVID and everything, they're going to have it this year. But nevertheless, the Hall of Fame still keeping Isaac busy and away from the show this week. He'll be back next week. And you know what? This show normally drops on a Monday, but I'm dropping it on a Wednesday because we had to wait until today. Because of all the free agent moves. We know the free agency deadline today, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. The moves have been made and the LA Rams been extremely busy this free agent period. We got some dudes coming back. We got some dudes leaving. We're going to touch on that. My guy Leonard Floyd coming back, got that loot. Happy about that. John Johnson III, gone. Got that loot. Not happy to see him leave, but happy to see him get paid what he's worth. Michael Brockers, gone. Hate to see Michael Brockers leave, but I also hate to see what the Rams gave up and didn't get enough, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, for Michael Brockers. Samson Ekwuabom, gone. Malcolm Brown, gone. Gerald Everett, probably gone. But the deal, bringing Matthew Stafford to the Rams from the Detroit Lions, becoming official today. So Matthew is officially an LA Ram, even though he's been one, but he's officially an LA Ram. So now we got you. But first of all, let me talk about this Leonard Floyd situation. I'm glad that the Rams paid Leonard Floyd. And I'm glad Leonard Floyd is coming back to the LA Rams. People who don't know, Leonard Floyd and the Rams agreeing to a 4-year, $64 million contract. And my guy got paid. He got that loot. Came over from the Bears. Rams gave him a shot. And all Leonard Floyd did was absolutely ball out. 10.5 sacks last year playing next to Aaron Donald. And the good thing about bringing Floyd back, it's going to make AD a little happier as well, because AD doesn't want to see all his dudes on the defensive line, outside linebackers, get up out of there, because he gets enough attention. He don't want all the attention. But I'm glad that the Rams decide to give Leonard Floyd that money because he earned it. And we can sit here and say, and I can sit here and say that, you know, playing on the side of Aaron Donald helps you out a lot. It does. But at the same time, he wasn't the only person that was playing with AD, but he's the only other person on that defensive line that had the kind of season that he had. He absolutely balled out, man. And just watching Leonard Floyd a lot of those times, he was just relentless. He wouldn't give up. Stayed after the ball carrier, stayed after the quarterback. He was just making plays. And that's the kind of dog you want next to you on the defense, on the offense, on the football field anyway. So I'm glad the Rams gave him that loot, 4 years, $64 million. And Leonard Floyd, I mean, he, as I said, he earned it. He deserved it. I'm glad he got it. And I'm glad he's deciding to stay in LA, where he has some unbelievable success. So I'm hoping and I'm expecting for more great things for Leonard Floyd to live up to this 4-year, $64 million contract. And I think he's going to. I think he's going to continue to ball out. Think about it, though, that the New York Giants wanted him pretty badly. Pretty badly. But guess what Leonard Floyd told them? Nope. Shot him the deuces, decided to come back to L.A., which was a smart move. Because I think Floyd also understands playing next to AD is going to elevate his game even more every year. So he could get another big payday after this four-year, $64 million deal expires. So happy for Leonard Floyd. Happy for the Rams. I'm glad they were able to get that done. Just real, real glad that he's, you know, he's coming back. He's going to be balling for us because he's a dog that we need. He's a big reason why our defense was number one last year. So keeping him on that defensive line, on that defensive side of the ball is huge for us. So I'm glad he's staying. And I'm pretty sure new defensive coordinator Raheem Morris is glad as well. Now, we kept Leonard Floyd, and we had several unrestricted free agents. Couldn't keep them all. And one of them we are losing, which I'm not surprised. Safety John Johnson III going to the Browns, 3 years. $33.75 million, $24 million guaranteed. Do y'all know what that means when they say some money is guaranteed? So 24 of that $33.75 million is guaranteed. That means the minute he signs his name on that contract, he gets that $24 million. Unless he just does something crazy. But that's $24 million guaranteed. So happy for John Johnson III to get that money. But I hate to see him leave because John Johnson III was a baller. Straight baller playing in that defensive backfield with Jalen Ramsey, still allowing Jalen Ramsey, you know, to do some of the things that he did, you know, shut down corners, just taking care of business. But John Johnson III able to patrol the entire defensive backfield, calling the plays out there, just a very smart player, very tough player, coming up with big plays when we need it the most. You know, play he made against the New Orleans Saints a couple of seasons ago, and just being a very, very smart football player. It's good to see, and the way his game has evolved since he came into the NFL, and I'm glad he got his money, but I hate to lose him. But you know, that's the business side of it. We already knew we weren't gonna be able to keep everybody. So the thing about losing John Johnson III, the reason why it doesn't hurt so much is because we still got Jalen Ramsey. Even though he's a cornerback, we still got Jalen Ramsey in that defensive backfield, so he can really wipe out a whole side of the field, or at least a square. His square block, whatever he's dealing with. So, hate to see John Johnson III leave, but I'm glad he got paid. I think he's going to do a good job with the Cleveland Browns. Wish him nothing but the best. Now, we kept Leonard Floyd, one of our defensive stalwarts, but we're going to lose Michael Brockers. And what the Rams decided to do, and this is really a salary cap move, they traded Brockers to the Detroit Lions. And, of course, you know, the Rams doing a lot of business with Detroit because you have former Rams running the Detroit Lions organization now. But the Rams trading Michael Brockers to the Detroit Lions for a 2023 seventh-round pick. Seventh-round pick in 2023. I don't think we got enough for him. I think we could have got a little bit more for Brockers. But, you know, the Rams trying to get rid of him because they had to make salary cap moves. And also at the same time, could have gotten more for him, but it looks like Les Snead and the Rams organization are trying to help those former Rams who are working for Detroit right now. So that's a nice little working relationship. They're trading players back and forth and keeping those lines of communication open, those business lines of communication open. But so Michael Brock is going to Detroit. But the curious thing about this is that, you know, the Matthew Stafford trade becomes official today. He's a Ram, came from Detroit, as everybody knows that. We traded Jerry Goff to Detroit to get Matthew Stafford. Now, when we did that, Michael Brockers was still a Ram. And Michael Brockers made a comment that, you know, hey, we're glad to have Matthew Stafford. Having Matthew Stafford is a level up from having Jerry Goff, which is true. And no one will dispute that. No one probably but Jared and, you know, his close family probably. But if they're honest with themselves, they know that Matthew Stafford is a level up from him. But Michael Brockers said that thinking Jared Goff was no longer his teammate, now he's going to be his teammate again. So I'm very curious to see how that conversation is going to go. I mean, because it has to be addressed. And if I was Brockers, you know, I that's one of the first things I would do. Text Jared, reach out to him. Let him know no disrespect meant. He's still my guy. We're still teammates, but it is, you know, it is funny. He made that statement. Now he's going to go play with Jared. and he's not going to play with Matthew Stafford. So Jared is going to have to be good enough for him once again. But, you know, I'm just interested to see how that conversation is going to go. So Micah Brock is gone. John Johnson III gone. Re-signing Leonard Floyd. Another guy that's gone. Samson Ekubom. I always had trouble saying dude's name. Samson Ekubom. He went to division rival, the 49ers. San Francisco gave him 2 years, $12 million. Now, not talking bad about Samson, but I really didn't see him do too much this past season. Seen him get blocked a lot. I didn't see him have the ability to get off of blocks. I didn't really see him make a lot of plays. He didn't really make a lot of noise. Now, I'm not dogging him. I'm just speaking the truth. But apparently San Francisco saw something in him because they played us twice. And they've been seeing him, that they signed him to 2 years, $12 million, $6 million a year. That's a nice little cut. It's a nice little check. So I ain't mad at him at all. Get your loot. But I ain't mad about us losing him either because, you know, I just really wasn't impressed with Samson ever. But San Francisco saw something that they liked, and they got him. So it'll be interesting to see once we play one another. I mean, I don't think the Rams are afraid of him. They know how to handle him. They know what he can and can't do, and there's a lot that he can't do. But, hey, he's going to be can't doing it with San Francisco right now. So still happy for him, though. You know, 2 years, $12 million, man. He got some loot. And somebody else we're losing, running back Malcolm Brown, no surprise. He goes to the Dolphins. He was an unrestricted free agent. Knew the Rams weren't going to keep him. They backfield, you know, Young, Cam, Akers, Daryl Henderson, Xavier. So Malcolm Brown, still getting an opportunity. I mean, which, you know, he's a good, solid NFL vet. He's not a starting running back, but he's somebody that can be valuable on your offensive side of the ball in the running back room because he just knows how to play football. He's a smart vet who knows the game, and he plays tough. He's not an outstanding running back, but he isn't sorry either. He's right above average. And that's a good guy to have in your offensive backfield. So Malcolm Brown is up out of here. Looks like Gerald Everett is up out of here as well, the tight end. So, you know, the Rams making some moves, getting some things done. So now we, you know, get ready to prepare for the next season. And I got to give it to Les Snead and the Rams, though, because they started this week $33 million over the salary cap. $33 million over the salary cap. And the salary cap is $182.5 million for 2021. $33 million under the salary cap. And now they're under the salary cap. They did it, as I said, by making some moves. But also, you got to give some shouts out to Jalen Ramsey, Robert Woods, Andrew Whitworth, AD, Cooper Kupp, restructuring their contracts to allow the Rams to get under the salary cap. And so what you do like that, you create cap space, you just make their base salary signing bonuses. So, and when you do that, you're able to get the signing bonuses and pay those signing bonuses out over several years. So your cap hit won't be as much. So that means those dudes get some loot as far as signing bonuses in the future. But, you know, as far as their base salaries for those seasons, they go down, but they get their money. They still get their money. So, but you still have to give us, you know, give credit for Les Snead for making that happen and for doing that in their Rams front office. But also give credit for those Rams players, Jalen, Robert Woods, Andrew Whitworth, already done it. They said AD and Cooper Kupp also going to restructure there. So give props to them because they didn't have to do that. They could be like, no, I want my checks to be big every week. I know it's a mental thing, man. I want to be able to look at it. Even though my check's going to go down, I know I'm still going to get the money. But just looking at that, well, probably not looking at the check, but just calling, you know, direct deposit and saying, your account balance is $2.7 million. The last deposit made to this account was on September 8th in the amount of $500,000. That's amazing, man. I done seen some dudes. What the conversation goes like that when they call the bank. I mean, Isaac Bruce is one of those dudes. I mean, I played in the league, so I knew plenty of those dudes. So it's just always good to just hear that, man. Just to hear that. The last deposit made to this account was $578,648. Can y'all imagine that? That's that Luciano. But so give the Rams some credit for getting under the salary cap. Coming in, you know, as I said, $33 million over the cap. But it also lets you see and lets you know how much respect the Rams leaders have for Les Snead and the Rams organization for even agreeing to restructure their deals. As I said, they didn't have to do that at all. It ain't like they're going to cut Jalen Ramsey. It ain't like they're going to cut Aaron Donald. It ain't like they're going to cut Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp. So they didn't have to, but they did. So it's not going to be a long episode. I wanted to touch on these, you know, these free agencies. That's why the show is on Wednesday, because I knew the deadline was today and I wanted to be able to talk about it. But real quickly, I'm not going to get on everybody else in the division, but the Cardinals did add another big-time receiver in A.J. Green, so the Cardinals will have to deal with that. So we put Jalen on DeAndre Hopkins because A.J. is going to the Cardinals to join him with DeAndre Hopkins. So when we see them, we put Jalen on DeAndre or A.J. I mean, the other person got to handle the other top receiver. So the Arizona Cardinals got better with that. Adding A.J., J.J. Watt. So the NFC West is still going to be pretty good. Real, real good. And I'm glad. That's competition. And there's other things I can talk about. But just real quick, I just want to hit on this big free agent news. As I said, I'm pretty satisfied. And this is why. Because we need the biggest thing, we had to address the quarterback situation. We did that. We got Matthew Stafford. Good. Tight. Offense. Good. He got receivers to throw to. We got running backs to take care of the rock. We're good. We got the offensive line. Get him protected. Cool. Andrew Whitworth, big dog coming back. Cool. He coming back. So we got that addressed. That's the biggest thing we needed to address, and we got it addressed. Matthew Stafford, quarterback, Rams. Jared Goff, Detroit Lions, up out of there. Leonard Floyd, bringing him back. As I said, he's cold. Had a heck of a season last year. I expect him to have a heck of a season next year and the season after that. Going with AD. That's great. Hate to see Michael Brockers leave, but as much as I hate to see Michael Brockers leave, I'm glad that we have Leonard Floyd coming back. Hate to see John Johnson III leave, but I understand. And we should be okay. Samson, he was replaceable anyway. Malcolm Brown, cool, but he was replaceable. So, hey. Ramley, I still think things are looking pretty good next season. Force, and I'm looking forward to next season. Just like I'm looking forward to the next episode, because this episode, you know, it's done. A little free agent talk, quick hitter, special midweek ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Even though the Pro Football Hall of Famer isn't with us this week, but he will be back next week. As I said, he's taking care of Hall of Fame business. So when the Hall of Fame calls Big Dave Baker, that's a big dude. You know, when they need something, you got to go do it. So I understand. Wish my brother all the best. I miss him. I know y'all do too. But we'll have next week. But anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. Until next week, we out.